In small Montana towns, the opening of a new grocery store can be a pretty big deal. That's still the case in the eastern Montana town of Sidney. Sidney and other towns surrounding the Bakken boom are seeing rapid growth. It's not just grocery stores. Businesses of all kinds are benefiting from the influx of new people following the oil. This evening, we continue our series on side effects of the Bakken. Capital reporter Dan Boyce looks at some non-oil businesses thriving in an oil economy, as well as some people losing out.
Reynolds Market. It's been operating since 1925 in Sydney.
23. Have a good evening.
And it has just moved to a brand new spot about a mile away from the old place.
Basically, twice as big as we were at our old location.
Shannon Miller, she's the frozen foods manager here.
We've got new departments. We've got a floral department, a bakery department now, and a deli.
The store has a bright, open floor plan with colorful walls and a high ceiling. 81-year-old Marvelie Fink has been coming here for decades.
I know a lot of people are wondering, what are we going to do on the other side of town? But I think they'll like it. It's worth the drive out here.
Lucky for her, the store moved a mile closer to her house. Reynolds' old location just wasn't meeting the demand from the new oil population. Moving to the new spot, the store initially increased from about 60 employees to 100. Managers quickly found out that wasn't enough and hired 40 more people. This kind of expansion is being felt all over the Bakken. Republican State Representative Austin Knutson lives in Culbertson, about 40 minutes north of Sydney.
There's certainly a diversity of things going on out here. It's not just oil driving the economy out here at this point.
Tiny Culbertson has had two little motels as long as Knutson can remember.
And here we've got a brand new extended stay that just opened its doors.
Not too far from the new Napa Auto Parts or the Fracking Java Coffee Shack.
And what do you like? Everything on your burritos? They come with onion, cilantro, cheese, rice, and beans.
We're all involved. We all help out.
Vanessa Torres says her 8-member family moved to Sydney from Las Vegas 3 years ago to open up a taco truck. She says it's always been her dad's dream to own a restaurant. She translates.
We have a lot of customers and they actually do like the Mexican food here.
Those with something to sell can charge more here than in surrounding areas. The gas is more expensive. No hotel room in town goes for less than $90-some dollars a night. Landlords can charge $1,000 a month to rent an apartment, $2,000. This is good for landlords, good for business owners. Well, not all of them. Back at Reynolds Grocery Store now, Jennifer McGann works as a cashier. I ask her about the kinds of businesses doing well because of oil. She says there's something else I should be asking.
You should be asking about all the businesses that have closed because the landlords raise their rent so high that they can't afford to stay in business anymore.
Some shops that have been open for decades.
One is the Beanbag. It was a coffee house.
She says other places are closing because they can't pay workers enough anymore.
Nobody's going to work for $11, $12 an hour.
As for herself, McGann likes working at Reynolds. She says they treat their employees well. But she's not having an easy time either.
It's a tight squeeze. It's a tight squeeze.
Remember our longtime Reynolds shopper, Marvelie Fink?
It's worth the drive out here.
She's at the store tonight buying boxes of ramen noodles to give to the food bank.
I talked to a lady from the food bank that said there are older people come in and they have to choose between money for medicine or groceries.
It turns out the local food bank is another place with increasing demand. I'm Dan Boyce reporting in Sydney.